Goodbye DevOps, hello AINOps. How Super AI Agents are Unifying Development and Operations. By Dr. Ash Kalilian, PhD in Information Systems, founder and CEO of Agentive. For over a decade, DevOps has been the gold standard for bridging the gap between software development and IT operations. It brought cultural change, automation, and continuous delivery to organizations worldwide. But in 2026, a new paradigm is emerging that makes DevOps look like a stepping stone, not a destination. Super AI agents and AI employees are collapsing the entire boundary between development and operations into a single intelligent entity. This paper introduces the concept of the AI employee that codes, deploys, monitors, and fixes, arguing that the traditional DevOps model of separate teams collaborating through tool chains is being replaced by autonomous AI agents that do both. We present real-world evidence from our own platform, MyAgentive, where Agentive Mother manages an entire fleet of deployed AI employee instances while simultaneously developing code, building integrations, and creating automation skills. We further describe the Agentive ecosystem in which AI employees communicate with each other, report to an Agentive supervisor, and collaborate like a DevOps team, all coordinated by Agentive Mother. Chapter 1. The End of the Dev versus Ops Divide. DevOps was born from a simple observation. Developers and operations teams were working in silos, throwing code over the wall and hoping it worked in production. The DevOps movement fixed this with shared responsibility, CI/CD pipelines, infrastructure as code, and a culture of collaboration. But here is the uncomfortable truth. DevOps still requires two distinct skill sets, two mental models, and often two different teams. A developer thinks in code, features, and user stories. An operations engineer thinks in uptime, capacity, and incident response. DevOps bridged the gap. AI employees eliminate it entirely. In 2026, we are witnessing the emergence of super AI agents that possess both capabilities natively. They write code with the fluency of a senior developer. They monitor infrastructure with the vigilance of a site reliability engineer. They deploy with the precision of a release engineer. They remediate incidents with the speed of an automated runbook, but with the reasoning of an experienced human. This is not incremental improvement. This is a category shift. Chapter 2. Defining the terms Super AI Agent and AI Employee. Before we go further, it is important to define two key concepts that underpin the AINOps paradigm. A super AI agent is a new class of AI agent that goes far beyond traditional chatbots, copilots, or even standard autonomous agents. What distinguishes a super AI agent is its flexibility, power, and capacity for continuous growth. A super AI agent can install any application or tool it needs to accomplish a task, adapting its own environment on the fly. It can learn and develop new features during its operational life, not just at training time. It can acquire new skills and processes autonomously, building on prior experience to handle tasks it has never encountered before. And it operates fluidly across domains, writing code one moment, configuring infrastructure the next, then analyzing business data, all without context switching or handoffs. In short, a super AI agent is not a static tool. It is a living, evolving capability that grows more competent over time. An AI employee takes the super AI agent concept and places it within an organizational context, much like a human resource. An AI employee is a super AI agent that has been given a personality, role, and set of responsibilities, just as a human employee would receive during onboarding. It has a reporting structure. It reports to its supervisor or manager, receives guidance, and escalates decisions when appropriate. It learns the specific workflows, policies, and procedures of the organization it serves, and it is accountable. It logs its actions, explains its reasoning, and operates within defined boundaries. The distinction matters. A super AI agent is a capability. An AI employee is that capability embedded in a team with a role, a manager, and a purpose. Chapter 3. From Automation to Autonomy. The Three Eras. To understand where we are, it helps to trace how we got here. The first era, reactive AI, from 2018 to 2020. The first wave of AI in operations was purely reactive. Tools like Splunk and early AI ops platforms would detect anomalies after they occurred, correlate logs, and surface alerts. Humans still did all the thinking and all the fixing. AI was a better alarm system, nothing more. The second era, generative copilots, from 2021 to 2023. The arrival of large language models brought AI copilots into development workflows. GitHub Copilot could suggest code. ChatGPT could explain errors. But these tools were assistants, not agents. They responded to prompts. They required human approval for every action. They could not plan, execute, or learn from outcomes. The human remained firmly in the loop. The third era, agentic AI, from 2024 to 2026, the current era represents a fundamental break from what came before. Agentic AI systems can perceive their environment, reason about goals, plan multi-step actions, execute them, and adapt based on results. They operate across Git repositories, CI/CD pipelines, cloud platforms, and monitoring systems without requiring sign-off on every step. The transition from human in the loop to human on the loop is not a switch that organizations flip overnight. It is a journey along a maturity curve. Early-stage organizations may allow agents to draft code, but require human approval for every deployment. As trust grows and governance matures, the scope of autonomous action expands. The pace of this transition depends on system complexity, organizational policy, risk appetite, and the maturity of the AI agents themselves. Chapter 4. The Super AI Agent, One Entity, Full Life Cycle. The most radical implication of agentic AI is the collapse of the development operations boundary. Consider what a single super AI agent can now do. On the development side, pass natural language requirements into structured specifications, propose system designs, and choose technology stacks, write production quality code across multiple languages, generate comprehensive test suites, execute them, identify failures, and fix them, analyze code for quality and security, produce technical documentation and API docs. On the operations side, create and configure cloud resources and deployment pipelines. Execute zero downtime deployments, canary releases, and rollbacks. Continuously analyze logs, metrics, and telemetry data. Identify anomalies and security threats before they escalate. Trace issues across service boundaries and identify root causes. Apply fixes, scale resources, restart services, and rollback deployments. Validate that remediations succeed and automatically revert if they introduce instability. And crucially, there is a third dimension, continuous learning. A super AI agent installs new tools, libraries, and applications as needed, without waiting for a human to provision them. It observes business workflows, internalizes procedures, and improves its own performance over time. It builds new automation skills, refines existing ones, and shares learnings with other agents in the ecosystem. This is not a theoretical framework. This is happening today. Chapter 5. Case Study. Agentive Mother, and the Agentive Fleet. At Agentive, we have built MyAgentive, a platform that deploys super AI agents as AI employees for businesses. Each instance runs as a persistent, always-on agent with full system access, capable of performing any task a skilled technical employee could do. Our internal agent, Agentive Mother, provides a compelling proof of concept. On the operations side, Agentive Mother runs fleet health checks across all deployed instances, checks web endpoints and service status, SSHs, into servers to diagnose issues, manages AWS resources and Cloudflare tunnels, handles firewall-restricted servers by dynamically opening and closing SSH rules, decommissions instances with full teardown, and tracks everything in a centralized configuration management database. On the development side, Agentive Mother develops the MyAgentive platform itself, creates new skills and integrations for Xero, HubSpot, Zenoti, MYOB, and more. It builds automation workflows, develops CLI tools, and maintains the very health check system that monitors itself. The critical insight is this: Agentive Mother does not hand off from dev mode to ops mode. It does not use a CI/CD pipeline managed by a separate team. It does not file tickets for operations engineers. It writes the code, deploys it, monitors it, and fixes it, all as a single, continuous workflow. This is not DevOps. This is what comes after DevOps. But what makes the Agentive model even more powerful is that AI employees do not work in isolation. They communicate with each other and collaborate like a DevOps team, but one that operates at machine speed and never sleeps. Agentive Mother sits at the center of the ecosystem. It is the orchestrator, the deployer, and the ultimate authority on fleet health and platform development. Agentive Supervisor is a specialized AI employee, allocated to a team of AI employees within a customer's organization. The supervisor acts as the first line of support for agents in that organization, fixing issues, approving the installation of new applications, improving skills, and ensuring agents operate within organizational policies. The supervisor communicates directly with Agentive Mother for escalations, platform updates, and coordination across the broader fleet. AI employees are the frontline agents deployed to individual users or teams. Each AI employee has its own personality, role, and set of responsibilities tailored to the business it serves. When an AI employee encounters a situation beyond its authority or capability, it escalates to its supervisor. When the supervisor needs platform-level intervention, it escalates to Agentive Mother. This hierarchy mirrors how human organizations work. Employees report to supervisors, supervisors report to management, and management coordinates the broader operation. The difference is that in the Agentive ecosystem, this entire chain operates autonomously, continuously, and at scale. Chapter 6: The New Paradigm, AI Native Operations. We propose a new term for this paradigm: AINOps, or AI Native Operations, distinct from traditional AIOps. Traditional AIOps applies AI to existing operational workflows. It is AI layered on top of DevOps: smarter monitoring, better alerting, automated triage. But the fundamental structure remains intact. AINOps is fundamentally different. In AINOps, the AI agent handles both development and operations. The boundary is not bridged, it is eliminated entirely. Automation moves from scripted pipelines to agent-driven autonomous loops. Incident response shifts from human triage to the agent detecting, diagnosing, fixing, and verifying. The human role transforms from builder and operator to architect, strategist, and overseer. And speed compresses from days or weeks down to minutes or hours. The AINOps loop works as follows. the agent perceives, monitoring production telemetry and business metrics. It reasons, identifying issues and priorities. It plans, breaking work into tasks. It executes, writing code or reconfiguring infrastructure. It verifies, confirming changes meet service level objectives, and it adapts, learning from outcomes. This loop runs continuously, 24/7, without handoffs between teams. It is important to recognize that AINOps does not mean zero human involvement from day one. The transition from human in the loop to human on the loop is a maturity journey. System complexity matters. A simple web application may reach full autonomy quickly, while a multi-region financial platform with regulatory requirements will take longer. Organizational policy dictates which actions require human approval, regardless of AI capability. As agents demonstrate reliability and earn trust through track record, the scope of autonomous action gradually expands, and some organizations will simply move faster than others, depending on their tolerance for autonomous decision-making in production. In practice, most organizations in 2026 operate in a hybrid model. Agents handle the majority of routine tasks autonomously, while high-impact decisions, such as production database migrations, security policy changes, and major architectural shifts, continue to require human approval. Over time, as AI maturity grows and governance frameworks mature, the balance shifts progressively toward human on the loop. Chapter 7. Industry Evidence and Market Momentum. The shift toward AINOps is backed by substantial data. The global AIOps market is projected to reach between $12 and $79 billion by the early 2030s. Gartner forecasts that by 2028, 90% of large enterprises will integrate AIOps platforms. By 2030, 70% of organizations will embed AI agents in their delivery pipelines. The results are already proven. Netflix's Pensive system resolves 56% of failed tasks autonomously. IBM Watson AIOps reduces higher severity incidents by 30%. Meta's TestGen increased test coverage by 25%. And McKinsey reports AI-centric organizations achieve 20 to 40% reductions in operating costs. Chapter 8. The Human Role in an AINOps World. A common objection is that AI will never fully replace human engineers. This is correct, and it misses the point. The argument is not that humans become unnecessary. The argument is that the human role transforms fundamentally. Engineers shift from builders to architects, from operators to overseers, from pipeline managers to strategists. The winning model is human on the loop. AI agents handle first-pass execution. Engineers review outputs. Ownership of architecture and business outcomes remains human, and critical operations still require explicit human approval. This is analogous to autopilot in aviation. The system handles routine flight. The pilot handles exceptions, makes strategic decisions, and bears ultimate responsibility. Chapter 9. Challenges and Risks. Adopting AINOps is not without challenges. Trust and safety are paramount. Giving an agent production access demands robust guardrails and audit trails. Hallucination risks remain real. AI agents can fabricate function calls, generate incorrect configurations, or misdiagnose root causes. Prompt injection and adversarial attacks represent one of the most critical security challenges of the agentic era. As AI agents gain direct access to production systems, they become targets for malicious actors who could craft inputs designed to manipulate an agent into executing harmful commands, exfiltrating data, or bypassing security controls. AI NOPS architectures must implement strict input validation, sandboxed execution environments, and layered security models that treat agent instructions as untrusted input by default. AI-generated code can accumulate technical debt faster than human-written code if not properly reviewed. Agents are only as good as their observability data. The workforce needs new skills in agent orchestration and AI governance, and legacy systems create integration challenges that agents struggle with. Chapter 10, The Road Ahead. Based on current trajectories, we predict that by 2027, major cloud providers will ship native agentic DevOps capabilities. By 2028, self-healing infrastructure becomes standard. By 2030, AINOPS becomes the dominant operational model, and the term DevOps becomes historical, like waterfall before it. At Agentive, we are not waiting for this future. We are building it. Our roadmap extends the AINOPS model beyond software development and IT operations to the entire business. We are working to bring the AI employee model to every function of an organization. Sales, marketing, accounting, customer service, human resources, and beyond. An AI employee that learns its organization's sales process, adjusts to market conditions, and helps run day-to-day operations is not science fiction. It is the logical extension of what we have already demonstrated in the DevOps domain. Our vision is an AI-native organization, one where AI employees learn, adjust, and actively help to run the business, not just automate isolated tasks, but participate as genuine members of the team. Agentive Mother coordinates. Agentive supervisors manage. AI employees execute. Humans lead. Chapter 11. Conclusion. The Agentive Thesis. At Agentive, we believe the future of software delivery is not better collaboration between developers and operations teams. It is a single, intelligent agent that does both. Agentive Mother does not know the difference between development and operations. It simply perceives what needs to be done and does it. Writing code when code is needed. Deploying when deployment is needed. Monitoring when monitoring is needed. Fixing when fixing is needed. DevOps was a cultural and tool chain revolution that served us well for over a decade. But the boundary it bridged was always an artificial construct created by human specialization. AI agents do not have this limitation. They are general purpose. They do not hand off. They do not wait for the next sprint. They do not go home at 5 p.m. Goodbye, DevOps. Hello, AINOPS. The age of the AI employee has begun. This paper was written by Dr. Ash Kalilian, founder and CEO of Agentive. Learn more at www.agentive.au.